Some boot camps aren't waiting for government funds to help their students pay the $10,000 to $20,000 tuition costs. Galvanize has partnered with the private lender Skills Fund. Skills Fund allows students to pay interest-only loans until they graduate.
Regardless whether they have a BA or dropped out of community college or they came from straight out of high school, we want to create that pathway.
22-year-old Isaac Collier held multiple jobs after high school, but never made more than $20,000.
I was an audiovisual technician, and I was also instructing martial arts and instructing the teaching of guitar. The pay was never enough. It just got tiring. It was paycheck to paycheck.
At first glance, Galvanize seemed too expensive for Collier. The boot camp's web development class costs $21,000.
I was like really, really nervous. It was too expensive.
But once accepted, Collier found that getting a private loan was easy. That's because Skills Fund partners only with coding boot camps that have high graduation and job placement rates.
Our placement rates are right around 90%+.
It's position, like this would be like position absolute.
After boot camp, Collier expects to land an $80,000 salary as a software developer.
It's something that's very challenging. It's very hard, but I feel like the reward is well worth it.
The determining factor isn't if you've had prior education. It's how much you're willing to work during the class and really put in the effort.
Alexander Holt is a policy analyst with New America. Holt likes the Skills Fund model because unlike traditional student loans, the money is tied to actual job placement.
Effectively, what Skills Fund is trying to do is be a private market accreditor. So they're trying to mimic what the federal government does, except all the incentives are in the right place in the private market.
We won't get paid if they don't get paid. We're really aligning our interests with both the student and the lender in a way, honestly, that it should be.
I'm passing in that function into here.
It makes more sense to have the risk on private lenders and private companies as opposed to the taxpayer.